Welcome to Report from Capitol Hill, a weekly legislative update with Congressman Joe Pitts.
Congressman Pitts, could you give us a D.C. update?
Well, there were no votes on Monday because it was Memorial Day, when we stop as a nation to remember those who have sacrificed their lives and their futures for the sake of our country and for the sake of each of us. Originally called Decoration Day, the Memorial Day tradition began after the Civil War to commemorate the fallen heroes of the Union Army. Since that time, generations of soldiers have poured out their blood and sweat for the survival of that same Union with no less heroism or bravery. We honor them and all of those today who make ours the best military on the planet. Down in Washington, most of the attention this past week has been going to the Senate. They're divided about key provisions of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, commonly known as FISA. While the House passed with overwhelming bipartisan support a bill that would narrow certain FISA provisions, the Senate is split between those who support the House legislation and some in leadership who want to maintain the law as it is. I am hopeful that my colleagues will work together on a bipartisan basis to get things done the way that we in the House have been doing. To their credit, the Senate did work together on legislation this week regarding trade. Despite the efforts of those on the fringes, people in the middle of both parties came together to work with the president on some common sense ideas to potentially expand America's customer base around the world. And I hope that my colleagues in the House will continue to work in this spirit of cooperation on issues like trade, which affect all Americans, those from every political party and those of no political party. Growing our economy should be at the top of our bipartisan to-do list. Another thing that should be on that bipartisan to-do list is fixing the horse racing industry. On Wednesday, I sat down with Fox 43 News to talk about my legislation that would deal with the state of the horse racing industry. For decades, abuse and inhumane treatment have been rampant. About 24 horses die each week on the racetrack. Countless others are forced to run while sick, subjected to powerful drugs on the day of the race. And this has been an issue right here in Pennsylvania. In February, several defendants in Cumberland County pled guilty to running an illegal gambling ring, money laundering, and criminal conspiracy following an extensive FBI investigation. They will lose hundreds of thousands of ill-gotten dollars and now face the possibility of federal prison time. And I wish I could say that this is an isolated incident, but it is not. It's not only horses who are put at risk, jockeys are too. Some have even died, including the apprentice jockey Juan Saez, who had once been considered a future racing superstar. He was killed, tragically, in a race at the Indiana Grand in Shelbyville, Indiana, at just 17 years of age. He was much, much too young to die, and reckless practices like race day doping must be stopped. And that's why I joined with my friend Tom Udall, the Democratic senator from New Mexico. Senator Udall and I want to stop the torrent of interstate gambling money that is rewarding this cruelty, and our legislation is named after two horses that died on the track, Coronado Heights and Teller All Gone, respectively. Congress gave an explicit carve-out for horse racing 30 years ago to let them gamble across state lines over the wire. Congress thought that the industry would clean up its act. It simply hasn't. 30 years is enough time to know that we need to take action. And I hope that my colleagues will join Senator Udall and me.
What have you been doing around the district?
On Wednesday, I had a tour of J.K. Mechanical. I had a great conversation with the owners, Chris and Ken Lehman. They're a family-owned company, and they're growing. They had a lot to tell me about good job opportunities available in the industry and their efforts to find qualified employees to fill those positions.
Do you have a good news headliner for us this week?
Yes, I do. The Reading Bridges Working Group has just published a website, readingbridges.net, which allows Berks County residents to monitor the progress of the Reading Bridges project. The project is expected to be finished by the end of next year and will improve the safety and efficiency of Buttonwood Street Bridge, Penn Street Bridge, Bingham Street Bridge, and Schuylkill Avenue Bridge. It is a quick and easy resource for people to stay informed about this improvement of our infrastructure, and I hope that people will find it helpful.
Thank you, Congressman Pitts.
You're welcome.
If you have comments or questions for Congressman Pitts, please write to Congressman Joseph Pitts, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515.